the wind of revolt died down. We continued to walk until we came to a crossroads. Standing in the middle of it was, though I didn't know it then, Dr. Mengele, the notorious Dr. Mengele. He looked like the typical SS officer, a cruel, though not unintelligent, face, complete with monocle. He was holding a conductor's baton and was surrounded by officers. The baton was moving constantly, sometimes to the right, sometimes to the left. In no time, I stood before him. "Your age?" he asked, perhaps trying to sound paternal. "I'm 18." My voice was trembling. "In good health?" "Yes." "Your profession?" "Tell him that I was a student." "Farmer," I heard myself saying. This conversation lasted no more than a few seconds. It seemed like an eternity. The baton pointed to the left. I took half a step forward. I first wanted to see where they would send my father. Were he to have gone to the right, I would have run after him. The baton once more moved to the left, a weight lifted from my heart. We did not know as yet which was the better side, right or left, which road led to prison and which to the crematoria. Still, I was happy I was near my father. Our procession continued slowly to move forward. Another inmate came over to us. "Satisfied?" "Yes," someone answered. "Poor devils, you are heading for the crematorium." He seemed to be telling the truth. Not far from us, flames, huge flames, were rising from a ditch. Something was being burned there. A truck drew close and unloaded its hold. Small children. Babies. Yes, I did see this with my own eyes. Children thrown into the flames. Is it any wonder that ever since then, sleep tends to elude me? So that was where we were going. A little farther on, there was another, larger pit for adults. I pinched myself. Was I still alive? Was I awake? How was it possible that men, women, and children were being burned, and that the world kept silent? No. All this could not be real. A nightmare, perhaps. Soon I would wake up with a start, my heart pounding, and find that I was back in the room of my childhood, with my books. My father's voice tore me from my daydreams. "What a shame. A shame that you did not go with your mother. I saw many children your age go with their mothers." His voice was terribly sad. I understood that he did not wish to see what they would do to me. He did not wish to see his only son go up in flames.